This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, you're stuck with me for the next couple of hours. I always do very much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Probably pull up some things from Mark Dice and from Memorial Day. We were going to do a live show, and then I decided not to because most of you probably wouldn't have been paying attention. You would have been drunk, barbecuing on your way home, irritated and stuck in traffic. I don't want to add to that. Got a little stuck in traffic myself there, but nothing major. But, you know, you got to really think about. I don't even know how to put this. Think about what really went down that day. I mean, not that day. What Memorial Day is really all about. We really do forget what Memorial Day is all about. We really do forget about the men and women that died for us. And I don't care what capacity they were in. I don't care what they, you know, people want to put everything together. Veterans Day, Memorial Day, this day. No, it doesn't work that way. See, Veterans Day, they made it back. They're still alive. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But Memorial Day, you have to remember, and this year they added a little bit more to it, and they added our first responders and that kind of thing. I don't have a problem with that. I hope the vets don't either. Because as you guys are fighting for our freedom, they're fighting for our lives as well. You know, police, fire, that kind of thing. So, again, to me, it's not just a day to have a barbecue. It's not just a day to, you know, another beach day for you and your kids and, what is it, the four-wheel drive, quads, the dune, I mean, in my day it was dune buggy, stuff like that. And so it's not just a barbecue day. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. If you think I'm off, let me know. I will not lose my mind over it. Actually, I enjoy the conversation. We have, according to this article, we have social science professor. He's defending stereotypes. Now, I'm surprised they haven't killed him yet. Locked him in a trunk. Taken him to the beach, thrown him at the sharks. Now, professor said that there's zero scientific evidence for the scholarly claims of stereotype inaccuracies. Now, a Rutgers University social science professor set out to research how stereotypes are inaccurate. This happens so often. I'm surprised anybody let him produce it or let him put it out there. Right? So here you have, I love this. So here you have the professor goes, well, I'm going to show you that these stereotypes you have about people are just so wrong. Oh, my God, they're not. Right? So he wanted to be able to proclaim and promote to the world with hard scientific data that basically you know, us hardcore righties are so wrong. Well, guess what? He discovered that most stereotypes are accurate. Now, the you know, again, how long have we been hearing you can't stereotype people because it ain't right? And now you've got a guy basically through science, right? Through statistics and science, he's proved that it's right. He said, when I first began my research, I had assumed that all social scientists declaring stereotypes to be inaccurate were right. So I wanted to know the basis for their claims, he said. I would track down the source in an attempt to get the evidence. And slowly, over many years, I made a startling discovery. Claims of stereotype inaccuracies were based on absolutely nothing. That's right. It's no different than a lot of what the left does when it comes to these kind of numbers. They truly do pull them out of midair, period. In other words, scholars who claim stereotype inaccuracy, they don't offer any backup, any citations to a source. They can't prove it. There's no evidence. They never provide scientific support of any kind. He went on to say, as I read more literature for stereotypes, I discovered this pattern was pervasive. Every article or book that declared stereotypes to be inaccurate either similarly cited no source or ended in an identical dead end and via a slightly different route. He goes on to say the stereotype inaccuracy is not... I actually love this term. It's not a settled science. Many researchers cite social psychologist Gordon Allport's classic book, The Nature of Prejudice, in support of the claim that stereotypes are inaccurate or at least exaggerated, or exaggerations of real differences. But Allport relied on a few anecdotes, right? Hardly scientific evidence. Anecdotes, right? That's what he relied on. Now, famous psychologists declaring stereotypes inaccurate without a citation or evidence meant anyone could likewise do so. Right, thereby creating an illusion that persuasive stereotype inaccuracies was settled silence. A science silence, Justin said. It was only if one looked for the empirical research underlying such claims. You couldn't find any. But this, again, this is not uncommon for left to pull facts out of very dark places. And places that don't exist for that matter. We'll talk more about stereotypes on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there that you can have some fun with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you do want to get involved, as I said, in the conversation. Right now we're talking about stereotypes. Are they real? Right? Do they make a difference? Are they real? I think they're real. And I think they're, I think at times they're right on too. I'm not talking about the stupid funny one. I mean, what we consider funny. I'm talking about the realities behind stereotypes. You know, we get all nervous. We can't stereotype people. Well, you can. You can stereotype certain groups. Look, I grew up in an Italian family. There are certain things that we do, certain stereotypical things that we do that no other group does. Or other groups may do them, but they barely do them. So you just got to be, you know, you got to lighten up, people. Got to stop taking yourself so seriously. My God. We all do it. We all have our things. Anyway, so the professor who did this said he started, Dr. Lee Jussim, J-U-S-S-I-M, he said he went to prove that stereotypes were inaccurate, and he ended up coming to the conclusion that they were accurate. And then as he read more and more literature and papers on other professors that had written about stereotypes, they had no basis of fact. They cited nothing. They were all, for all intents and purposes, they were nothing more than opinions by professors. That should scare you, if nothing else. Now, a lot of psychologists refer back to Gordon Allport's classic book, The Nature of Prejudice. And that's the only thing that they use to prove that stereotypes are inaccurate. And he doesn't even do that in the book. The writer goes on to say that while stereotypes are not inaccurate by definition, they could be inaccurate out in the world, a professor said. Stereotypes are almost never perfectly accurate. You know, they are sometimes highly inaccurate, he said. Confused? Because I tell you what, I've read this twice. I'm still confused. Now look, all he's saying is that some stereotypes are accurate. Others aren't. That doesn't mean that people should judge whole sets of people based on stereotypes. Meanwhile, Justin and his colleagues have published numerous studies on accuracy of stereotypes. One of his most recent publications, Stereotype Inaccuracy and Perceptions of Groups and Individuals, finds that stereotype accuracy is one of the largest and most replicable findings in social psychology. Justin defines stereotypes accurately as the extent to which a belief about a group that someone actually holds corresponds with or discrepant from what the group, you know, I got to go to college to learn some of these words. There are several stereotypes that have been found to be accurate. Others have found not to be, just I'm told the local news source. For example, race, ethnic, gender, and age stereotypes studied have been largely accurate. People are quite accurate in their perceptions of race and ethnic differences and social characteristics, such as likelihood of being high school graduates, on welfare, crime victims, unemployed. They are all quite accurate. Not just in perceptions, but in truth. Look, not that other groups don't, but when you just look down a group of peoples and you actually put it down on paper and you do, what are they called, surveys, right? What you find out is, yes, there are certain groups that tend to go in a certain direction. And I don't know, you know, Asians, they value education big time, above many other things in some cases. Very heavy on education, very heavy on the kids being educated properly. Right? You've got the Hispanic community. There's a large part of the Hispanic community that value, you know, the family culture. Even more so than education in some instances. Growing a family, having a family, taking care of a family. I can go down the whole list. You guys would send me nasty emails, but I can go down the whole list. And this guy proves it. What's even more, he noted, were gender stereotypes. They tend to be quite accurate regarding academic achievement. You know, distributions into different occupations, aggressiveness, helpfulness, nonverbal sensitivity. There's that word again. I hate that word. You know, what's funny, what's really funny, is when you talk about, you know, it's not stereotypes, it's just real. And when you talk about, you know, they say that girls learn easier or better than boys, or girls are much more attentive in a class than boys are. Look, being with a high school district, I can tell you, the studies prove that, they show that to be true. They prove that out, as they say. And you could fight that to your blue in your face. You could call it whatever you want to call it. The numbers are real. They don't make them up as they go. They don't try to figure out what they mean. They're real. Deal with them. And just because you don't, you know, that's the other thing, too. Just because you don't like them doesn't mean they're not real. Anyway, political stereotypes or people's beliefs about liberals versus conservatives or Democrats versus Republicans, guess what? They're usually right. Again, yes, coffee tastes much better in a TRS mug. I don't care what you think. And think about that. So you get some ethnic stereotypes that are right on. You get political stereotypes that are right on. Oh, my God. Are you serious? They generally know that Democrats are more liberal than Republicans, but they exaggerate the difference. For example, some think Republicans are even more conservative than they really are, and Democrats even more liberal than they really are, he said. Now, Justin qualified his statements by saying all such studies are inherently limited because they only look at certain people stereotypes about certain characteristics or certain groups at a particular point in time. Yet his research at this time, you know, it's funny how, is it the generation before the baby boomers, right? The ones that went through the Depression. Is it a stereotype to say that many of them were tight with their money? I guess by definition, yeah, that is a stereotype. Oh, yeah, he's one of those. He's tight with his money. They went through the Depression. Okay, they didn't have money for a lot of things. They went hungry for a lot of, they went hungry for food, but there were a lot of things they had to go without. So, of course, they're a little afraid of not having. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. Hey, you missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. Got to be involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. Don't let me sit here just talking to myself and telling you what I think. Even if you head up on the website, therealside.com, there's a live chat room going on there. Smarter people than I up in the chat room, and you can have your voice known there as well. Now, we've been dealing with, we were talking about, and we'll finish up here, on stereotypes. And whoever says you can't use stereotypes, they're not true. Well, according to this professor, they are true. Now, he actually went to try to prove that they're not true and use statistics because most people don't use statistics. You know what I'm saying? And he fixed that. Well, I don't know if he fixed it, but at least he put the numbers together. And again, he's saying that his research on the topic of stereotypes may make stereotype studies an emerging field. And maybe social psychologists now are going to have to actually use real numbers, use facts to deal with. He goes on to say, in order to study the stereotype accuracies, that he uses a common three-step process of statistical analysis and interpretation. At least he's looking for numbers. Again, the other ones who wrote on this, the other ones who talk about this, don't use any numbers. First, he collects data by asking people what they believe about some group. Then he identifies the criteria for the group standing on that characteristic by examining larger information sources. Well, he uses like census data and that kind of thing. National surveys. Third, he compares people's beliefs to the wider criteria either by computing a discrepancy score, how people's beliefs differ from the criteria, or correlation, how people's beliefs are similar to the criteria. Now, over the last 30 years or so, rigorous social scientist assessments of the accuracy of stereotypes have been steadily rolling in. So, again, some of the information that we have, we won't even consider it real or useful unless we've had it for, 30, 40, 50, 100 years. Now, by suggesting some of these stereotypes are accurate, can you imagine the heat he's taking? And not to mention that, he's challenging politically correct or orthodox academia, doesn't he? He's saying you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. And by pulling those numbers out of the air, it doesn't do any good. He says, I've never received... Now, this shouldn't surprise you. Remember, we always talk about this. Here's a guy that actually goes out, uses science, uses statistics, uses real numbers, real research, and his own tribe is getting on his case. He says, I've never received anything like the hostility I get from stereotype accuracy. Now, he said he cataloged some of the nastiest comments that he received during presentations in his blog. But responses to his research have not all been negative. Joseph said that he finds some of it encouraging. Some of my colleagues seem grateful that someone has come along, right? Done a reality check, used real numbers, made real phone calls, talked to real people. I mean, how many people form an opinion when they deal with one group? Come on, I mean, seriously. Now, this shows that academia is not entirely closed to findings, he said, that challenge their cherished beliefs. Joseph is always is also a co-author of a Heterodox Academy, a website compiled by professors who wish to return freedom of thought, expression, and scholarship to higher education systems. Well, there's it. they're gonna find this guy dead in the parking lot. Seriously. I mean, you're pushing against what's been going on for years. You're pushing against which is the way they want it. The professors want it that way. Anyhow, always, again, as I said before, always a pleasure to have you on board. Hey, if you want to send me an email, you want to send me a story, you can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I take a look at them. Some of them are worth doing. Some of them, not so much. And that's the other thing, too. Please, just send me some comments on it, will you? Send me some bullet points. Send me some comments. And mostly so that I don't have to read through the whole thing to try to figure out what it is. Anyway, let's see. What else have we got for you? I'm trying to think of what came through. Oh, I know what I want to do. Can I pull it off? Yeah, I can pull this one off. So we have Mark Dice, who I just love this. And Mark goes out and talks to people on a regular basis. And the thing I hate about the holidays, about most of them anyway, is most people don't even know why they're barbecuing chicken. They have no idea. They have no idea why they get the day off. They have no idea on any of that. So Mark goes out on the beach or at malls or other places to find out where people are at. So here's a bunch of, as he refers to them as Memorial Day morons. Hey, what can I tell you? Hold on.
What is Memorial Day? What started Memorial Day? What's the purpose of Memorial Day?
Do I have to do this?
Yep. As an American, you have to do this.
I don't think so, as an American.
Wow. A young girl. She's obviously either just graduated school or maybe even early college. Not a clue.
Okay. It's Memorial Day weekend. We sort of celebrate the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell that was preventing the gays from serving in the military.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to be doing to celebrate this weekend?
I'm just visiting. So, I'm just going to enjoy this ocean and have a few drinks.
And appreciate the inclusiveness of the LGBT community.
I will. I love the LGBT community.
All right. So here we go. Now here's totally out of his mind. Not only that, what I love is that Dice is wearing a black T-shirt that says, Beware of Zombies. I got to get some of these. Beware of Zombies. And I think that's what I'm going to start wearing. Those are the kind of T-shirts I'm going to start wearing. And see if I can't get my brother to make some of those for me. I think that would be great. Anyway, I am Joe. Okay, we gotta hear the rest of this. I'm just enjoying this so much. I could watch these all night long.
Military,
of course, for sure.
For Memorial Day,
for sure. Awesome. I'm all about it.
Okay.
I'm all about it.
Just getting people's opinions.
Yeah, of course.
What is the purpose of Memorial Day?
No clue. That's my answer.
No clue.
No clue.
Okay, for the soldiers, this is a memorial for the soldiers that fought in the wars.
For the ones who died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slap him upside the head. What is Memorial Day for?
For the military, I'm pretty sure.
What right. specifically?
Couldn't tell you. If I sat down and kind of.
Yeah. We'll get to you next.
Is Conan? No, I know it's military. I know I should know more about it, but I don't right now. So I need to sit down and think about it.
You definitely do.
Yeah.
Our military men, Americans, have died for your right to be a moron. I mean, seriously, think about this. This should be one of the easy ones. Died for your right to be a moron. That's basically what it boils down to. The reason you have the day off, the reason some of you getting, a lot of you, are getting paid for that day off, is because men and women gave their lives up for your freedom. For you to be able to go to the beach whenever you want to. Hey, for you to be able to choose your own apartment. And Bernie doesn't want you to have any of these rights. But think about it. You can choose what job you want. You can choose what school to go to. You can choose what... And don't give me that stuff. No, you can't choose what school to go to because you can't afford all schools. Well, no kidding. Maybe you need to work a little harder. And you can always go back to school later on when you become successful, don't you think? And almost everybody starts off in mommy's basement. Then you go to an apartment. Then you go to a house. That's usually how it works. But I can assure you, you'll never make it to the house flipping burgers at Burger King. Doesn't work that way.
Okay, zombie.
All right.
Memorial Day weekend. Doesn't feel like it, but it will.
Yeah.
And we're just, kind of commemorating the freeing of the slaves and the end of the Civil War. Just checking to get people's comments on what you're going to be doing this weekend.
Just doing some drinking and having fun. That's about it. So.
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, it's Memorial Day all back, but drinking and having fun. Right.
Yeah, just enjoy yourself, right?
Okay. Thank you, zombie.
Yeah. Take care.
Memorial Day weekend, the time when we celebrate the signing of the Declaration.
Are you guys catching that he's calling everybody zombie when he's done? When he's done with it, thank you, zombie. And they're just walking away. Like, okay, then no problem.
Person of independence.
Yes, yes.
What are you going to be doing?
Well, we were drinking, but...
All right, when we come back, I'm going to start that particular one from the beginning, because... I just can't believe people this stupid. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. I guess we have been all through the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure. You know what? That should be Corey Duncan's theme song. I'm going to play that from now on when he's on the show. And only he would get that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there as well. And again, I mean, we got to have fun, people. If I can't have fun, I don't want to do it. You know what I mean? There's already enough crazy stuff going on. I don't need any more crazy stuff going on. All right, so we were talking, or we were playing the Mark Dice clip on Memorial Day. And he's at the beach, and he's talking to people. And let's not just say it's because of the beach, because a lot of people coming up to him look like non-beach goers, if you would. And so, but to hear the answer, they have no clue. This is our future, and they have no clue. Did I say this is our future? All right, take a listen.
Again, the time when we celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
See, Memorial Day. I was always under the impression that Memorial Day was the day that we celebrated, if you would, or honored our dead vet. I mean, our dead military, the people who've been fighting to keep us safe, that kind of thing. I guess I didn't. Who knew?
Yes, yes.
What are you going to be doing to...
Well, we were drinking, but we just got an open container ticket, so...
Well...
And I'm looking at the kid, I mean kid, and he looks normal. He looks like somebody that, you know, if you saw him walking, you wouldn't think twice. Good for him.
Okay, that's...
So water, okay. Party on.
All right, yeah. Thank you. NASA has a big celebration every Memorial Day to commemorate Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. The government's decided to cancel that Memorial Day celebration this year at NASA. Is that the wisest thing to do? Is that a, or should we be commemorating Neil Armstrong this Memorial Day?
I think we've been commemorating him for long enough, so we should save some money right now.
Save some money this Memorial Day?
Yeah, maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Bring it back.
Bring back the NASA celebration.
Yeah.
I forgot what we were talking about. What were we talking about? And this guy's lost. He is so lost. And you know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I would actually call Mark after the interview, after I went home and told my friends about this, and say, please, I'll pay you. Don't put that up. Cut it out. Don't put it up. Because I just don't want to sound that. I am that stupid, but I don't want to sound that stupid.
Okay. All right.
Just getting people's opinions.
All right.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Comments on Memorial Day weekend. You know, NASA has a big celebration to celebrate Neil Armstrong and everything. Just getting comments on what you guys think of the Memorial Day weekend celebration for NASA.
I didn't know that's what it was for.
Probably not good candidates for the
year. What is it for?
A day off of work on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that so stereotypical of most Americans? It's just another... This frosts my butt like you wouldn't believe. Veterans Day, 4th of July. I mean, I love the fact that people know the 4th of July is Independence Day, but they don't even know what the word independence means. And even when you give them a hint and clues, they still think that we got our independence in the, you know, 1860s or 1960s. How they come up with the 60s, it seems to be a common thread. How they come up with this, I don't know. Makes no sense to me.
Now, every year, there's big Memorial Day commemorations and stuff, but this year the government is canceling them to save money so that we don't have the national debt go deeper.
No.
So just getting people's comments to see if they think that's the right thing to do.
You tell me. I don't know. I feel like I've never been to any of those celebrations. Really, I'm kind of just like celebrating it with my family. And she's my cousin. She's visiting me right now. So I get to still do it the way I want to do it. So I'm happy.
So it doesn't.
So as long as I can do whatever I want to do, I don't have to know what it is. As long as I get paid for the day off, I don't have to do nothing. Because my cousin's here with me, that makes it even better. So, yeah, it's cool.
It's a matter if the government is canceling the Memorial Day celebrations.
I mean, if it's in the best interest for the country, I guess I'd go with the... I mean, I voted for that government to be in power, and if they think it's the right thing to do, so I guess it is.
Okay, well, that said it all right there. We can discount everything. Because she voted for that government to be in office. I guess the whole government, I don't know.
Just getting people's comments on Bernie Madoff now being chosen.
What happened?
What is Memorial Day? What... Is this thing to do? Is that a...
All right.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Comments on Memorial...
And she's my cousin. She's visiting me right now. So I get to still do it the way I want to do it, so I'm happy.
So it doesn't matter if the government is canceling the Memorial Day celebrations.
I mean, if it's in the best interest for the country, I guess I'd go with the... I mean, I voted for that government to be in power, and if they think it's the right thing to do, so I guess it is.
Memorial Day week...
I'm sorry. I had to go back to that. She voted for this administration to be, so therefore, anything they want to do is fine by me. Wow.
Weekend, big celebration to commemorate the first flight of the Wright brothers. Just talking to people to see what you're going to be doing this weekend to kind of reflect on that and the evolution of the aircraft industry.
I'll be partying down here, you know. I really didn't realize it was that... special.
Important.
I had no idea.
So what do people like this think it is? I had no idea. I mean, they all say, I didn't know it was that. I didn't know it was this. I didn't know. What do they think it, Memorial Day? What do they even know what the word means? What's the deal? I am so confused and so lost. Oh, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563.
It was up the Wright brothers, to tell you the truth.
Oh, you did, what is Memorial Day for?
Oh, here we go. It's one of those things. Oh, man, I have no idea. Oh, man, it's one of those.
Yeah.
You guys are down here doing
you're
that.
Yeah, you're going to make me look dumber than I actually am. Because how are you looking dumb?
Assignment for today.
How many people don't know?
A lot more than you would think.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend is for the fucking warfighters that gave their lives for our country. If you want to say otherwise.
So we found one guy that was willing to be pretty strong about it and knew it. Well, here's the deal. This is what bothers me about all this. You guys are taking these days off. You're okay with the money. You're okay with being paid for being out of work. You know, you go down to the beach. I get you wanting to have a good time with your family. I get all of that. But shouldn't you know what? Shouldn't you know? Shouldn't you have a clue as to what you're celebrating? I mean, are you celebrating the beer and the barbecue? I mean, what? Have we really got to that point where anything to party? Is that kind of where we're at now? Any reason to pop the top on a bottle of beer? You know, that's sick. Let me see if I can pull this up. You know what? I don't know if there's any swear words in this. I'm hoping not because it was on the air. All right, Ben, keep your finger on the button because you got to hear this. Okay, here's a veteran explaining what Memorial Day means to those people who went out of their way to make sure you have the freedoms you have to be a moron.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now I'm standing here with what's your name, sir?
Bill Bivens.
Bill Bivens. And we just got done listening to Donald Trump give a speech. What are your thoughts on his speech?
I like Donald Trump. I am here for Memorial Day Rolling Thunder, not really for the political speech, but he was here. I went to Arlington Cemetery, and you look at the perfectly straight rows, and you wonder, as a human race, we've learned nothing, because our boys and girls are dying, and it's...
Yeah, we got more people concerned about which bathroom stall to use than we do about veterans who are homeless.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a little strange to me.
So what does Memorial Day mean to you?
It is a day to remember the veterans that gave the ultimate price. I start crying.
I wonder what the young people consider the ultimate price today. I wonder what they would be willing to give. You know, most millennials don't see a need for the military. They think it's a crazy thing that we shouldn't have it. They have no understanding what happened. Why men and women give their life. They don't get it. If they don't get it, how are we going to be safe 20 or 30 years from today? If these people won't go fight the way they're supposed, how are we going to be safe 20 or 30 years from today? This guy gets it. Most vets who have been in, most, get it. Because, you know, John Kerry was a vet. He doesn't get it.
Yeah. It's a tough time.
It is. Especially if you lost people, friends.
I went through Iraq and Afghanistan, lost some friends. It's definitely, it's bad, but, you know, at the same time, it's good to see a lot of people come out here and remember what's going on and why we have this and why this is here and why we have this freedom.
Absolutely. That's what we do it for.
How does it make you feel to see that we have a commander-in-chief that flies to Japan? And
all right. I'm going to play this in the next hour, so don't go far. Because I think it's important, and I think it's worth it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot coming up in the next hour.